Les colloques du Collège de France.
Welcome to everybody to the Collège de France. It's really a pleasure to begin this day on AI mathematics for meteorology and climatology. This was organized by myself and Pierre-Louis Lyons, but it is part really of a program which is Avenir Commun Durable, which is a program around the issue of climatology and the consequences, bringing together professors both from social sciences, mathematics, and sciences in general. And this program is supported by La Fondation Covea, Total Energy, Foragia Mobility, and Saint-Gobain, that we thank here for allowing us to organize this conference. So, as you know, the issue of meteorology, climatology nowadays is a very strongly political issue also, given what's happening in the US. And in fact, this is affecting us today because there is just in front of us a conference organized by the President de la République in Sorbonne with ministers of Europe. And the 27 ministers of research and education from Europe are going to come to the Collège de France this afternoon, which means for us to announce, in fact, the program Choose France, that I'll speak just a few words. But the consequence of that is that this afternoon, there will be difficulties to enter the Collège de France because the 27 European ministers will be there. So you'll need to enter the Collège de France from the Rue Saint-Jacques. So please remember, I'll give a hint again at the end. You need to enter from 119, I think, Rue Saint-Jacques, when we'll begin the second part of the program this afternoon. So the idea of this program that we've put together with Pierre-Louis was really to bring together the different components of what's happening in meteorology and climatology. That's right now a very fascinating scientific problem besides the importance of applications, because we've seen during the last 2-3 years AI coming in and, to the surprise of many, being able to provide remarkably precise prediction for meteorology, first at very short terms and progressively at longer and longer term. And this raises very fundamental scientific questions about modeling. Where should data and AI come in relatively to the models provided by physics and relatively to what we understand on these equations from a mathematical point of view? So that's this idea of this conference today, was to bring together all these parts, math, physics, and AI, around this issue of meteorology and climatology. And here's the program. So I will just mention few modifications. We're sorry that Laure Zana was unable to take her flight yesterday night. So Claire Monteleone will replace Laure, so from 11:30 to 12:30. And therefore, Marc Boquet, who was scheduled at 4:20, will give his conference at 3. And there is a possibility that Laure will give her conference at the end in by Visio, but that still needs to be confirmed. So we are going now to begin. I just wanted also to mention maybe the topic of these meetings from European Minister is about choosing Europe for doing research. So any researcher from the US interested in coming to Europe around these topics are, of course, very welcome. That's the topic. And we are going to begin now with the conference of Michael Brenner. So Michael was a professor at MIT before Let me maybe install. Here's
thank you.
Okay, let me just introduce. So before joining Harvard, the interesting aspect of the work of Michael is that he's precisely at the intersection of all these fields, both physics, applied mathematics, and now AI. So thank you very much.
Collège de France, le savoir en illimité. Retrouvez tous nos contenus audio et vidéo sur notre site collège-de-france.fr, les plateformes de podcast et nos chaînes YouTube.